Oh my goodness. Where is Tony? I can't find Tony anywhere. Tony, where are you, Tony? I need you, Tony. How am I ever going to begin this show? Oh, wait a minute. Don't touch that dial. Listen up. Jesus is on the air, and I'm Dr. John Palmer, and I'm here without Dr. Tony Schiffo. What am I going to do? Trevor, where is he? Where is he? What's he doing? Oh. He's what? He's on vacation? Are you kidding? Hey, doesn't he realize this is a year-round ministry? Oh, God. Now I'm stuck. I have to do the whole show. Oh, what am I going to do? Al, sing. Jesus will help me.
He will guide us through the day. Let's be thankful for Lord Jesus when we want to find our way. Let's remember that He loves us and let's thank Him.
You know what? I'm giving this some thought. While the cat is away, this mouse will play. Oh, am I going to have a good time? I can say things that Tony won't even know I'm saying. Hey, listeners, first of all, let me tell you about something that's totally, totally unbelievable. There is a group of people. I happened to run into two of them at a Divine Mercy meeting at St. Thomas the Apostle. And these guys tell me they're from India. Okay, well, I could tell by their accent. And then they tell me they are going to start. Now listen, sit down. An international Catholic charismatic television network. And I said, oh my gosh, I better sit on my wallet. There's nothing in it anyway. They're going to be looking for money. And I said, oh yeah, isn't that wonderful? Oh, I'm so happy about you. Well, tell me a bit about yourself. You know what they told me? They are in India, and they were on the regular television in India. It's a group of young people. And the management came and said, listen, you can do your religious show, but you cannot say that Jesus is Lord and is the only God. It just is not something we will allow on our radio station and our television. And they said, fine, we'll start our own television network. And they set about praying, and lo and behold, Shalom Media began a television network in India, and it's online. You can see it if you have Roku player. You just go into Shalom Media and it will come up. You'll see it. Now, of course, I don't understand a word when it's on in India because I don't understand the language. Well, while I was sitting with these guys, and I began to realize they weren't looking for money. They really, truly meant it. And they showed me on their computer something that they had put together to demonstrate what they were talking about. Folks, this was high definition, high quality, highly visual television that they developed. Don't yet, they had the usual speakers, but they have the latest technology, and they're in high definition, and they are as holy as can be. And that's the truth. So I listened a little more, and then I found out that they were still going to be around. This guy was in from Texas. I can't pronounce his name. Jihad, not Jihad, Jihan or something like that. And I don't want to insult him by not saying his name properly. Anyway, so I said, why don't you guys come over to the house? And the next day, and next Saturday, after the radio show, they were at my house. Two of them, Jason and Jihan. And they started talking. But before we said a word, they said, can we pray first? And they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed. And we began talking. They have purchased, developed, 8 television studios across the United States, and they're in the process of developing 4 more in Canada with the highest quality. And they're going to go on air beginning January 2014. And I said, are you guys Catholic? And they are. And then they gave me their booklet. And in the booklet, it says, who are the people that are supporting them in the Catholic Church? And I figured, fine, whatever. I'm not going to do too much here, but I'll humor them, and I'll keep on talking with them. Then they showed me the pastoral endorsements. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Archbishop of New York, President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. I am pleased to learn of your plans to launch Shalom World TV, a new 24/7 Catholic charismatic channel for English-speaking audiences worldwide. What a wonderful tool of evangelization this will be. It is imperative that we follow Jesus' command to spread the good news to all the world. As Cardinal Mar George Allengeri, Major Archbishop of the Syro-Malabar Catholic Church. It's one of the Eastern Rite Church. Let this channel be a medium for the youth to integrate their Catholic faith into their personal lives. May Shalom World TV make a great headway in the Catholic Church and the society in the United States. Basilios Cardinal Klimas, Major Archbishop of the Syro-Malankara Catholic Church, member of the Congregation for the Oriental Churches and Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue. I am happy to learn about Shalom's new venture, Shalom World. I am deeply moved by the work of Chevalier Benny Pundahara and the commendable contributors of Shalom to the Catholic Church. Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle, Archbishop of Manila in the Philippines, I earnestly pray that Shalom World TV be the voice of the Catholic Church to proclaim the gospel of Christ to the ends of the world. May Shalom World be a channel of peace. I know I'm going on, but I got 2 more cardinals to read. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, Texas. I want to give my blessing to the work and labors and activities of Shalom World TV Network. God's blessing on you all. Cardinal Donald Wuerl, Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. I would like to wish all of you at Shalom Television God's blessings on your work. May God bless and prosper you. Now, they didn't tell me all these things. They gave me a handout. And like a good radio person, I read the handout. And they're not just talking about television. They're doing it. They're doing it. And their vision is to give the peace of Christ to the world. That's why it's called Shalom TV. And their mission as a Catholic charismatic media ministry, we create platforms to reach out to the ends of the world with the gospel of Christ, together with various rites and ministries within the Catholic Church, using all modern means of mass communication. They are following one of the calls to holiness that Pope John Paul II issued, obviously before he died. Their ministries, Shalom Times, a monthly Christian magazine launched in 1991, has over 500,000 readers and is the leading spiritual magazine in India. But they also have an English version of this. Shalom Times is now also available to North American readers and is published out of New York. Shalom Tidings is an English language Christian magazine. Began publishing an international version in 2012. It features personal testimonies, encounters with Christ, conversion stories, and more, offering hope and inspiration to readers. They have a weekly newspaper, Sunday Shalom. They have books, Sophia Books, publication of branch of Sharon Media. Shalom Media has printed thousands of inspirational Christian books in multiple languages, including English, German, Spanish, Shalom Television, which I talked about, and last but not least, Shalom Festivals. And what they will do, also through festivals, they present communities of supporters, benefactors, viewers, in a day or days of prayer, featuring preachers from across the globe and blessed by the presence of cardinals, archbishops, and bishops. Festivals offer tracts for adults, youth, and children. They have an educational aid fund, an institute of media science. Peace on Wheels reaches out to families, not unlike Prayers on Wheels, which we have here. And they have fellowship. And they are, what I understand, they're also going to do a Shalom social network as part of their new endeavors, along with the television channel that they're fostering. Can you believe these two guys were there with us in prayer at this very evening where I was giving a little presentation, Divine Media? Now, the reason for me going on so long, and I know I kid about Tony not being here, but he's on board with this as well, and he's off on vacation. The reason for going on, Kellenberg High School in Uniondale is going to be the site for their festival, Shalom Festival, where they will have speakers of all different kinds of reputations in the Catholic Church and prominence in the Catholic Church, and also the various rites of the Catholic Church. And they have, I don't have the brochure before me, but they have a sister from EWTN. They have a man who was on the international board of the International Catholic Charismatic Association. They have an archbishop from Melikite Catholic Church that's going to be talking as well. They have a mixture of people and music ministry. And if you go online to Shalom world.org, you will see their video introducing themselves to you. Well, let me go back to September 7th, because we have a critical thing that we have to help with. These young people, and I was to their conference at Kellenberg last weekend, where they had 1,200 people, Indian, from India, at a charismatic conference. Anyway, they have also rented out Kellenberg High School for September 7th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they have lunch and they have dinner. And it's a day of prayer for this success of this meeting. Not even so much that, just a prayer for people to get in touch with the presence of the Holy Spirit in their lives. They have music, talks, adoration, just about anything you could think of, and two meals, lunch and dinner. Now, you're going to sit down. The price for the day is just $40 for two meals, and I've been told the dinner meal is a three-course meal. I said, how are you doing that? We're underwriting the cost of that with subscriptions and monies we receive from other people and from India, etc. Hey, folks, you talk about new evangelization. You talk about empowering the Catholic Church. You talk about releasing the Spirit in your heart by just coming out and listening to all the inspirational stuff that's going to happen that day. And it's $40 and you get two meals. You'd be crazy not to come. The reason why we're saying we have an emergency, we've just gotten on board with this and it has 3 weeks to go. And the day is September 7th. And they don't know who's coming because people are talking about coming, but nobody's signing up. I have tickets. You can go to shalomworld.org and you can register there. But we need to flood the center, flood Kellenberg, and give these guys the support that they truly need. We are, through the Office of New Evangelization in the Diocese, the brochure has been sent out to everyone on all our different email lists, and the encouragement for people to attend. In the letter I sent out as part of my email, I asked for prayers that each parish in the diocese would send 10 people to the conference and to have them enroll immediately. The 10 people for the 135 parishes would bring 1,350 people immediately to the conference. You see what I'm saying? This is a call from Jesus saying, come, follow me, support these people. They are doing our will. Let me tell you a little bit more about these two men and also others that I've spoken to associated with this media industry. They have in their office in Texas, they have an office here in the United States, several of them, 400 people in 24 hours a day adoration, praying for the success of this venture. And if you sit with any one of the people who are behind this ministry, you will find many of them are volunteers. They have full-time jobs and work on this after hours to get people involved. It's just phenomenal. And as you begin speaking with these people, as I have, and we had Ed on our show a few weeks ago to talk about it. It's right after we first found out about this, and he called in from Texas. But as you talk with these people, you can feel the presence of God coming through them. That's the God's honest truth. You can do that. And it's just something that's so overwhelming and so overpowering that we just, I'm just taken apart by it. If you want to get a ticket immediately, I'm going to give you my office phone. It's 516-423-0405. You can reserve a ticket. You can pay it to me if you want, but you can reserve the ticket. I need your name, your address, your telephone number, and your email. And you can send the check, make it out to Shalom World Media. And $40 a ticket. Any pastors listening, pick 10 people from your diocese and support them for $400. That's not a lot of money. And your church will be blessed, I'm positive, by such a venture on your part. Now, I know I've gone on for a while, but honestly, people, I am just so taken with this. If Tony were here, even though he's on vacation, he would just simply be screaming at you. And he'll ask each of you his famous question. When did you first encounter Jesus? And if it's today on this radio program, and we light a fire in you to come to this conference, hooray! Hooray for this radio program, so that we have this vehicle to go after you. You know, we had a speaker on a couple of weeks ago talking about the diminishing religious freedom that's going to occur in our country unless we all stand up and fight it. Well, here's a gathering meeting. Let's gather all those who follow Mary and who follow the Spirit and get them all there to Kellenberg High School. And this will be on September 7th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tony and I will do our radio show and come over after that. But just come and be part of the most exciting venture in new evangelization in the Catholic Church that is going to take place. And frankly, how could you say no? I'm going to pray right now and ask the Holy Spirit to go out across these airwaves and touch every listener. Lord, we ask you, get their hearts on fire. Have them come to this day. You can call me, 516-423-0405. You can email me, jpalmer@drvc.org, Diocese of Rockville Center, drvc.org, and we'll take care of registration from there. We need 1,000 people in 3 weeks, and we know we can do it. Okay? Now I'd like to get back to the radio program, even though this is the whole purpose of this program. Tony, I'm sorry you missed us this morning. I'm sorry that you're away and that you can't hear us where you are. He has been taken away to prison. I don't know how to tell you this. The man has his own Ponzi schemes, and you know how he is. He doesn't tell him. He gives away all these Bibles and everything else. It's because he runs crooked. No. He's such a holy man, and he needs vacation. And I hope that they truly, truly, truly enjoy what they're doing. All right. You know, Tony, you can go on vacation, but you cannot run away from us. I have chosen a saint of the day, and I'm going to play it even though you're not here. It's Saint Bernadette. And Tony did this on an earlier show. And it just shows what happens when someone listens to God and follows God. just like these young men who are doing Shalom Media. And so now, from here, out of the past, via the dynamic abilities of audio taping, Dr. Anthony Schiffo, St. Bernadette.
So beautiful.
We have a lot of saints.
Yes, we do.
And the saints listen to God. And who did you choose for today?
Well, I was in the fizzy. I didn't know who to choose, but by Father's request, I'm going to do St. Bernadette.
Good.
And so February 11th was the celebration of the appearance of Lourdes, where Blessed Mother appeared to St. Bernadette. And during that time between February 11th and July 16th, she appeared to St. Bernadette 18 times. And St. Bernadette was very, very devoted to the Blessed Mother, and it all began one damp February afternoon. Bernadette and her younger sister and a school friend named Jean were walking beside a shallow river looking for firewood. They were near a small cave, a grotto formed out of a rock and boulders. Seeing some fallen branches on the other side of the river, her friend and her took their shoes off and wandered through the icy water. Bernadette hesitated. She had a cold, and she didn't really want to bring on her asthma attacks. Then the wind started blowing gently as bushes near her. A soft light appeared, and then Bernadette saw Our Lady. When the other two girls returned, they found Bernadette looking terribly pale, rather cruelly. Her friend threw pebbles at her. Bernadette seemed to wake up and then raced off home. Later, Bernadette told her friend about what she had seen, and her friend told their mother. Next day, the brother told everyone at school and what had happened. The teachers told Bernadette to keep quiet, or everyone would laugh at her. During the following weeks, Bernadette claimed that she saw the lady 17 more times. Sometimes she took other children and grown-ups to the grotto, but they never saw the lady. They heard Bernadette talking as if someone else was there. They became certain that Bernadette was seeing and hearing something special. After several appearances, the lady spoke to Bernadette. It was a warning that she would never be happy in this world, but she would be happy in heaven. The people of the nearby towns of Lourdes weren't sure what to make of it. They began flocking to the ghetto in crowds. Some were disbelieving and said that Bernadette was a silly young girl or even mad. The local priest and doctor talked to her and examined her. So too did the police. But her story never altered. She never faltered from what she said. Perhaps she was telling the truth. After all, they thought. One Saturday, the lady appeared to Bernadette again and told her to kiss the muddy ground near the river. At once, a spring of water appeared. It's still flowing today. And people go to that spring for cures. On the same day, the lady also told Bernadette that the priest must build a chapel or the church at that place. News of what was happening appeared in the newspapers. People began to Lourdes to see Bernadette, and more particularly to visit the spot where the lady had appeared. It became impossible for Bernadette to live a normal life, and she hated the way that some of these people said she had made her story up. It really troubled her and bothered her. After one of the last occasions that Bernadette saw the lady, she came to understand that the lady was Mary, the mother of Jesus. In due course, the church agrees that Mary had actually appeared to the young Bernadette. Bernadette, meanwhile, just wanted to escape from all the visitors, all the popularity, all the attention that she was getting. By now, she became very ill with severe asthma. In 1876, a great church was built near the spot where Bernadette had seen Mary. But Bernadette did not attend the ceremony when the church was opened. "If only I could go to see and not be seen," she said. "The crowds will never leave me alone." When she was very ill, one of the nuns in the convent asked her about having once been famous, but now being hidden away. Bernadette replied that she felt very like a broom. "Our Lady used me, and now I am put back in the corner and to live my life for the love of Our Lady." And so she died. And that was the beautiful story of Bernadette.
And we always have a wonderful prayer for healing at the end of each program. And today's prayer is a little longer than usual because I want to take some time off. No. Because it's part of something that I did in a workshop on technical evangelization. Evangelization through technology. And this is the healing segment that we did at the end of that show, at the end of that lecture, seminar. Before we put it on, don't forget, call 516-423-0405 and support this Shalom ministry. All right, let's do the healing time. It doesn't make any difference what language you use to pray to be with me. I speak the language of love in the hearts of all. I know just what each soul needs to hear in its quiet time with me. Thus I simply open the hearts of all friends, language free. I send my waterfall of salvation into such souls. Sometimes my presence is so powerful that it lifts hearts, souls, and minds off their seats and onto their feet. As my love takes over, and thus, my friends, dance with me as the power of my love takes full control within you.
Alabare, alabare, alabare a mi Señor. Alabare, alabare, alabare a mi Señor. Juan, yo en uno de los redimidos. Todos alababan al Señor. Unos oraban, todos cantaban y todos alababan al Señor. Alabaré, alabaré, alabaré a mi Señor. Alabaré, alabaré, alabaré a mi Señor. Todos unidos, alegres cantando.
now just quiet down and let our love come into your being. Sing hallelujah. Surrender your being,
Lord,
to our
let
love.
Let the clouds of your kingdom just come upon us now.
Feel us take control of your being as you let go
just
of
breathe you. Deep, Spirit of God.
Allow us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to take full
to
control of
hallelujah.
Your being. Lift your hands, your heart, and your spirit up to us, your way. We do not prescribe one particular way of surrendering to us prayerfully. Do what best fits your personality. We do not force any particular way for you to offer yourself to us. All we ask is that you surrender to our love and praise Jesus, our Son. Now let go of your fear. Let yourself be vulnerable to our love. We promise we won't hurt you. We'll just love you. The ball is in your park. We will not force ourselves on you. Wait for you to tell us that you love us. Be not afraid to unveil the depth of your love for us that lies at the core of your being.
There's another one he's thinking of.
Share your gentle love that's within you.
Maybe he's
we'll reciprocate with our gentle
I'd
love within
like
you. We cannot wait
can
any longer.
So
just be still as we tell you how much
don't
we love
know
you.
What to do.
Our love is divine. Doesn't rise and fall with the events in your life or in accord with your moves.
I've been there with my heart out in my hand.
Our love is the same
but
yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
You can't let the chance to love
just tell us
you
love us.
Reach out to him and whisper.
take you to our sacred heart. We allow you to experience our touch so softly and so gently in your heart. We promise to never let go.
Set you free, you'll have what's meant to be, all in time you'll see.
So reach out, reach out.
Ooh,
love me with all your heart and your soul and all your mind, and I will do the same in you. Come closer, don't go away. Come closer.
Tell him,
I hear you.
Tell him that the sun and moon
I accept
rise
your love.
In his eyes.
And I return it to
reach
you.
Reach out to him and whisper tender words so soft and sweet. Hold him close to feel his heartbeat. And will be the gift you give yourself.
Tell you I love you.
Love is light that surely glow in the hearts of those who know. It's a steady flame that grows.
Come closer. Come closer.
With all the passion you can show. The night love will assume its place. Every time cannot erase. Your faith will lead love where it has to go.
I hear you, my friends. I hear you. I touch you by now.
Whisper words so soft and sweet. Hold him close to feel his heartbeat. Love will be the gift you give yourself. Never let him.
We wait for you to cultivate our relationship in love one day at a time in your lifetime. In love. We know exactly what you need each day to make it through the trials of your life. Thus, we call you to our Eucharistic celebration one day at a time. We give you our divinity within you to show you what you must do in that day to walk with us in the only love that always is. We know the attacks that you get. Evil seeks to draw you from us. We help you Eucharistically one day at a time. That's the way life is lived in your world. You know this. We know this. That's why we lift you out of time as our divine true presence melts into your being. We give you our touch of forever in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind. We teach you that the trials of today will fade away, but that our love will always be with you, timelessly.
Lord, help me believe in all I can.
We know that you give us life one day at a time, Lord. And we know that you are forever in love. And we know that you supply the grace that we need one day at a time. We ask now, Lord, touch us. Give us the grace we need just for today, so that we can move ahead in our lives, carrying your love with us. Yesterday's God, Lord, we know it. Tomorrow's not yet here, so we walk today in your timeless love. Grace us with your presence, Lord, as we receive you physically in the Eucharist at Mass. I call you to surrender to our love. I ask you to follow us in all that you think, say, and do. What do you say? Are you with me? I hear your heart say, "Here I am, Lord." I say yes to your call. I cannot resist your love. I want only to do as you wish me to do. I know how weak and foolish I am, yet I know that within your grace in me there is nothing that is impossible for me to do. You've trained me to seek after you aggressively, and I've been doing so my way for years. Now, Lord, I surrender my ways of doing your will to your way of doing your will. I do not know where this will lead me, yet I say in my heart, here I am, Lord. Are you mine?
Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord. I, the Lord of wind and flame, I will tend the poor and lame. I will set a feast for them. My hand will say, finest bread I will provide. Till their hearts be satisfied, I will give my life to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I will go, Lord.
And my friend, that's how my peace takes over life in your world. It's how I use you and millions like you to change the face of the earth. It's no accident you're here with me right now at this very moment in time. I call you here. You say yes. You offer yourself to do my will for you today. I grant you that wish. I accept your surrender. I give you my peace. Now go. Share it with others. Reach out. Be bonded to others by a love that you so willingly share in their hearts. We restore harmony to your corner of your world. We tell you to bloom where you are planted. That's how the face of the earth is changed, one moment at a time. So step forward like you are tonight. Step forward again and again and again. Let our peace that's within you flow out to those who surround you. We are all family. So rest in my love. Step forward in my love. Change the face of the earth. Well, I guess we really had nothing to be afraid of. Tony, we hope you're having a great vacation. We're hoping that you enjoy yourself and come back rested and feeling well. We want you to celebrate life. That's what we want all of our listeners to do. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. It's a gift of God from and His love. Celebrate life. Celebrate life. It's the only gift you can't give yourself. So enjoy what you have today. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow's out of sight. So live in today with God's love leading you His way. Let go of you and follow Him as best you can discern. We'll see you next week, folks. We hope you enjoyed the show. And don't forget to call 516-423-0405. Shalom Festival. Bye now.